Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
It's good morning. Lovely to see you on this beautiful, slightly humid day. Maybe that's just me. Brian was contemplating taking this morning service. We thought about it, weighed it up. He's doing next month, so we'll be fine. A few notices before we start. Things are pretty much as usual. We've got toddlers on Monday, Craig at Crafters on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. here, we have safeguarding training for those who are involved in teens, children, and young people's volunteering. There's some new information being given out. I would tell you more about it, but it's new information, and I'm going to receive it on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have communion at 10:30 a.m. And then the author, Paul Clements, is going to be here at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. And he's going to be speaking with us about our memories of the parish, because the parish is going to be 100, or the church is going to be 100 years old in a few years, but these things come round quite quickly. And what Paul Clements is thinking is capturing the memories of the parishioners and helping us to write these things down. And so if that's something that interests you, or if you know someone that could be involved in that, that's Wednesday at 2 p.m. Thursday, we've got Zoom prayers at 7 p.m. And don't forget Pilates on Wednesday. You could come for communion, stay for some writing and Pilates. You could be here all day on Wednesday. You'd tick all the boxes. And Friday, Messy Church. Messy Church is a wonderful thing. Our numbers have rocketed in Messy Church. There's been times when we've had such an influx, people in the kitchen have looked at each other and said, one of us needs to go to the shops. Because they come in, they have games, they've got craft, they've got story, they've got songs, these young people are primary school age, and then they get a light dinner and then they're sent on their way. And it's a lovely time, but numbers are going up. So this week, would you please pray for those young people coming in anticipation, pray for the leaders, and pray that we have enough chicken nuggets. Next week, we have got Holy Communion at 9 a.m., Holy Communion at 11 a.m., and then Compline, a lovely meditative service at 7 p.m. One last bit of information. I'm going to change screens. If I don't get back to the original screen, we're all going home, by the way. Bishop David has launched a diocesan appeal for 100 bicycles for clergy in the Maridi Diocese in South Sudan. So he was in South Sudan a while ago, and there are clergy there who struggle to make it from A to B. Cars, they don't have cars, and often wouldn't be practical. And so Bishop David is wondering if, I is hoping that our diocese could put our efforts together and buy bicycles. His target is 100 bikes. And he says, strong, suitable bicycles for pastors are urgently needed and can be purchased for £200 each. I, Bishop David, am appealing to all parishes to help us reach our target of 100 bikes. So I'm going to share that with you. Now, during our service today, as we pray, as we worship, as we meet together, there'll be times when we stand, times when we sit. At those times when we stand, if standing is difficult for you for any reason whatsoever, it's okay to sit, listen, and absorb. So please don't feel compelled in any way, shape, or form. So if you're able, let's stand and let's begin our worship by praying together. We pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today, and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. Amen. Our opening act of worship is a medley under the theme of I Will. We have decided to come together to worship, and we're going to sing in worship with songs beginning with the words, I will.
I will sing,
unto the Lord. As long as I live, I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Please take your seats. We're going to take time, as we do at the beginning of our services, to confess our sins, to say sorry to God. Sometimes I will say sorry to someone, and they'll look at me and they'll say, "Was that sorry written by a lawyer? You actually didn't admit anything very carefully, or I have no recollection of any sins I have committed." Our confessions that we pray each Sunday morning are lovely. They talk about the things we've done, not done, things we've done on purpose, things that we've forgotten. And sometimes we forget that confession is sitting in God's presence. And it's not so much about us, it's about God. And so this morning we're going to use a penitential Kyrie, I think I pronounced that properly, a slightly different form of confession. As ever, we'll say together the words in bold. Father, you come to meet us when we return to you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, you died on the cross for us. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you give us life and peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we accept your loving forgiveness. Amen. 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 Let's stand and sing together. His mercy is more. And during this song, children, you can go out to Sunday school.
What love could remember no wrongs we have done? Omniscient, all knowing, he counts not the sum. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore, our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam? What father so tender is calling us home? He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. What riches of kindness he lavished on us. His blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We soon need a debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord.
Please take your seat. And can I invite Liz to come and bring to us this morning's reading?
Our reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 12 to 15. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Amen.
Thank you, Liz. Let's stand and sing together Ancient Words.
words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope in this world where every roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come. Holy words of a faith handed down to this day came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for a walk.
As we stand together, let's declare our faith in God. We believe in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please take your seats. And as we sit together, and as we approach a time of thought and unpacking God's word together, we're going to sing Across the Lands.
Word of God the Father, from before the world began, every star and every planet has been fashioned by your hand. All creation holds together by the power of your voice. Let the skies exchange the joy of heaven for the anguish of the cross.
With the prayer you fed the hungry, with the word you come to see, yet how silently you suffered that the guilty may. rose victorious, wresting victory from the grave, and ascended into heaven, leading captives in your way. Now you stand before your Father, interceding for your own, from each tribe and tongue and nation, you are leading sinners home. You're the author of creation, you're the Lord.
Heavenly Father, author of creation, the one who loves everyone, as your good news rings out over the land, would you equip us and give us what we need to be the ones who take that news? Amen. So as we continue to think about the kingdom of God, today we remember that the kingdom of God is not a secret. The kingdom of God is something to be shared. It is for inhabiting and growing in, and it is for sharing. And we, you and I, are the feet and the mouths, the feet that take the word into the community and the mouths that share the kingdom message. The number one principle we must remember when we speak about this kingdom of God is that there is safety in the kingdom for everyone who believes. Right, okay. The number one principle is also, of course, that for anyone to hear, they must be told. Yes, sorry, okay. So number one principles, to believe they must hear, to hear they must be told, and of course, number one principle, to tell the tellers must be sent. Obviously, first things are not necessarily first. It's not something, this spreading of the gospel, that we can tie down to first principles. But what we do know and what we can say is that the one who brings good news of safety is a sight for sore eyes. And the one who tells someone who's lost or a lonely wanderer that they are welcomed and loved in this kingdom is almost as beautiful as the message itself. The thing is, though, in our corner of Anglicanism, we tend to be better at being hands than being mouths. And I often think about the words attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. He said, preach the Gospels every day, and only if you have to, use words. We use acts of service in this church to bring Jesus' love into the world. And this must never be lessened or underestimated. However, there's something we have to take into account. St. Francis cut a distinctive figure. If he brought you a glass of water, you knew by his clothes and by his haircut exactly who he was. If he did something for you, you understood and you reflected on the fact that he was doing this as Jesus would do it. And it was within his calling as a disciple of Jesus. There was no ambiguity. His actions were, in theory, the actions of Jesus. I mean, just look at him. For us in the church today, it's not as clear cut. The way we dress and cut our hair is not really that different from anyone else. Yes, we carry out acts of love, and acts of service in the name of Jesus. But similar acts are carried out by other organizations, humanist organizations. I bump into a very nice woman when I'm working up at the crematorium, and she presides as a humanist, non-religious leader of services. I saw her the other day, and she said she was off to do some home visits. Her service to the community is a loving one. She would assert, though, it is not in Jesus' name. So what marks us out? What makes us different? And this was a question that my friends and I used to ask walking down the street on a Friday night. You'd see cinema queues and you'd play the game, can you spot the Christian group? And you were always able to spot the Christian group. They always looked slightly different from everyone else. Actually, the difference was, and sorry, Wesley, I've gone off piste. I told Wesley I wouldn't, and I have. The difference was, I'll work it back in seamlessly. The difference was that Christian groups tend to be a mixture of people who are often slightly different from each other. We tend to be a group that brings in difference. So we would play Can You Spot the Christians in the queue, the youth fellowship night out. What makes us just not quite blend in with the crowd? Well, the other extreme, of course, is making a point of standing out. And there are some who are called to street preaching. It's not big in our tradition. And to be honest, some of us may find it quite embarrassing. But it doesn't lessen the fact that we are sent as a people of the kingdom to share the good news of the kingdom. The kingdom is not a secret, not something to be ashamed of. In fact, Jesus once spoke those awful words, and sometimes we wish that Jesus hadn't said some of the things that he said. Jesus spoke those words, "Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in glory, and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels." Paul sets out the reasoning for sharing the message of the kingdom nice and clearly. The people living consciously in the kingdom of God are assured of security now and forever. Wherever they go, though, they will never be alone. They are safe. And let's go through the rest of this slide. So the people who are safe in the kingdom are sent to tell. And they're sent to tell so that others may hear and that those others may in turn be safe. And it's a rescue mission. We've been brought up to hear the story of Noah and the ark as a story of judgment. But actually, it's written, I believe, as a story of a rescue mission. And we are part of, we're central to the kingdom's rescue mission. And of course, it's not a linear event. It's a spiral. As those who are sent tell others and they hear and they themselves are made safe, and then they go and tell others, and it goes round and round. But it's hard to get past the embarrassment. And part of the embarrassment or difficulty of speaking out is that sometimes we're never quite sure of what to say. Now, I grew up in a different tradition, a noble Bible-based tradition that spoke of evangelism as saving souls from sin, which it is, and saving souls from eternal damnation. And when speaking to a cynical, prosperous community, this, there's no way around it, this is a hard sell. This notion of confessing your sins now in order not to go to hell later is a hard one, because it doesn't necessarily give insight into what you do here and now while you're waiting to die. We hear people say, well, you might be hit by a bus tomorrow and go to this place. And let's click on that slide. There's a picture in there somewhere. It will appear at some point. Don't worry. People say, well, you know what, it's good to hear the message because you may be hit by a bus. You may be hit by a bus tomorrow and then you'll go to this place. You never know when you're going to die. And I heard that so many times. You've got to repent, believe, because you never know when you're going to die. And it occurs to me that that's why some organizations pay to have Bible verses on the back of buses, because you never know which bus is going to hit you. The problem is the messages are often on the back of the bus, and by the time the back of the bus passes you, the moment's gone. Now, and I'm digressing, the message of the kingdom is sometimes pared down to the basic repent or burn message. But can you really scare someone into a full relationship with the God of love? There is a paradox there. Now, I'm not a universalist. I do believe that people can choose to live apart from the love of God, and that people are not forced into God's presence when they die. However, our message, the message that we share in St. Finian's and the message that we share worldwide in the church is this: we can be safe now and be safe forever. The kingdom is a place for life now and life forever. It is a place to live in a loving relationship with God and one another, however imperfect we are. It's an invitation to life in all of its fullness. It's an invitation to peace while storms will rage around us. It's an invitation to hope while wars do go on, and the knowledge of justice as a priority now, and we're welcomed into life of wholeness now and in the future. Now, this is a Cairn Terrier. It's not my Cairn Terrier. My Cairn Terrier is not clean. This is a clean one. Otherwise, they're similar. My dog takes me around and around the streets daily. And while it sniffs lampposts, I can take a wee moment to look around the streets and speak to God about the streets that we're walking on. And then while she stops and waits and sniffs around, I can talk to other dog walkers. I can lean on walls and chat with people as they're doing their garden. I can say hello to them. I can be nosy. And people don't actually mind that much if you've got a dog. And we start the beginnings of relationships. We start making friends. And there's no bullhorn. There's walking, and there's praying, and there's chatting. And there is the imperfect sharing of love and an offer of friendship. As you see people working in their garden, you say, do you want a hand? I know some people up at the church. They'll give you a hand. I'm willing to drop you in it at every given point. I say, there's folks who can give you a hand. Just call us if you need anything. And people often don't take you up, but they are so taken by the fact that there are people who care. And there are people who do that explicitly in the name of Jesus. And there are many in our congregation, older members often, who like to walk in the community, speak to complete strangers, and invite them to this place here. And those people have come. They have visited after being invited. And I think the main reason is that they sense the love in the invite. Friendship and respect, sharing the kingdom. We're called to go, called to share the news of the kingdom through love and respect and relationship. And we don't pretend that there's no message of making a decision. We don't pretend that there's no message of confession. We don't pretend any of that. That's a part of our life. It's a part of our message. But it's done through relationship. It's done through simple walking, talking, and being. So let's reflect in quiet for a moment. And can I invite anyone who has been thinking about this or praying about this in any way, shape, or form, if you want to come and speak about it, if you want support, if you want prayer, if you want some ideas, that's what Jonathan, our rector, is here for. That's what I'm here for. So if any of you have been thinking about ways of sharing the good news of the kingdom and you want to talk it through, let's get a cup of coffee. Let's sit and pray and talk. And let's explore this in a purposeful and in a friendly way and in a good way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how lovely are the feet of those who bring good news. Good news of you, the work of your Son on the cross, the work of your Son as he healed and made whole. And then the news of your Son through the resurrection, which gives us hope for now and forever. Help us to be a people that live this truth, and help us to be a people that share this truth unashamedly as ourselves and as your children. Amen. Let's stand and sing our offertory hymn, Ancient of Days.
Before him, all of time in his hands.
Please take your seats. As we pray this morning, we're going to allow for quiet more than words, and we're going to allow our own prayers in our own minds to go where they will go this morning. So this morning, we pray for the world. Like children, we pray and ask for the simple solution to conflict. We pray that your children would go out in your name in love and service, and those in the world who believe in you would lay down their guns before firing upon another innocent. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This morning we pray for the church. Like children, we pray and ask for the simple solution to unknowing and loneliness. We pray that your children would go out in your name in love and service and share the good news of your kingdom for now and eternity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, this morning we pray for our parish. Like children, we pray and ask for our community to hear your word. Enable us to go out in your name in love and service. And forgive us for walking past so many people who we know to be alone without you. Allow us to serve those in the streets around us, that they be met and welcomed in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are sick, unwell, or suffering. Like children, we pray simply, and we ask for wholeness for those who are sick, lonely, living with a cloud of depression and mourning. Only you can give wholeness and the bravery to wake and walk each day. And so we ask for you to do that. And use us as a congregation to sit alongside those who need us in love and prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, hear us, your children, as we pray that prayer your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's stand and sing together, Come, People of the Risen King.
We will lift our eyes to
As we go out into the world together, let us say together, we go into the world. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good, and may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The God of hope, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is one, give us the authority to love and serve and speak in his name. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those whom you love, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's sing together our closing song, Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah.
declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness be restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones he coming in his flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple. These are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. There's no God like Jehovah, 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 there's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and that is I am till salvation. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.